إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة
والسلام. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, cherisher, the merciful one, gracious one. Peace, greetings, salutations be upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My young friends, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The name Allah in the Arabic language is a very unique word. The name Allah in the Arabic language is a very unique word. Allah is completely singular. In Arabic, there is no plural given to the name Allah. If one was to translate Allah in English, in simple words, the word God is used. God has a plural. God, gods, or even goddess. But in the case of Allah, there is no plural. Therefore, we find many of our scholars, they prefer to use the term Allah in describing God Almighty. Allah as the One. We as Muslims, alhamdulillah, have this well-defined understanding of what is meant by Allah or God Almighty. Allah has no partners, without division, without family members. And that is why when it comes to the status of Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, for a Muslim it's very easy to understand the status of this great individual, the mighty messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in many verses of the Quran has explained, Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi kamathali Adam. The example of Isa, Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, is like of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Why do you take Jesus to be the Son of God? Because he has no father. Allah explains, Adam or Adam was created without a mother and father. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If Allah creates Adam without a mother and father, what is difficult to create Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu was salam, without the intervention of a father. Nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the Muslims, alhamdulillah, everything is crystal clear. We know who we worship. One of the most popular verses of the Quran, in fact, I'm sure memorized by every Muslim sitting here, inshaAllah ta'ala. A short chapter which is titled as Sincerity, Suratul Ikhlas. How many of you have memorized Suratul Ikhlas? Can you lift up your hands? MashaAllah. All of you? Excellent. A very short chapter, but with a comprehensive meaning. It opens up the nature of God Almighty. Whenever I deliver a speech or tafsir on Suratul Ikhlas, I usually use the term the national anthem for the Muslims. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Suratul Ikhlas is 1/3 of the Quran. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was made to declare to the pagans, to all of humanity, until now, قُلْ say it, O Muhammad, هُوَ اللَّهُ He is Allah. أَحَدٌ Allah is one. One and only. Allahu Samad. Allah is independent. He is strong enough and capable enough to do whatever He wills without the aid and help of anyone else. He needs no partners. He is self-sufficient. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ He does not beget nor was He begotten. He does not reproduce nor was He ever reproduced. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ And there is none that can be equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. Alhamdulillah, for the Muslims, it is something that is well defined. Every child understands what is meant by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty. We have no images. When groups come to visit us in the masjid, Masjid Umar, when they look at the masjid, the interior section of the masjid, plain and simple, subhanAllah, no pictures of human beings, nothing of the sort. Perhaps the only thing that is visible are some verses of the Quran inscribed on the wall in beautiful calligraphy of the Arabic language, or the declaration of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Again, when we study the declaration of faith, the creed of Islam, La ilaha illallah, there is this La that has to be pronounced. And there is no yes without the La. La means a complete negation, that it is impossible. There is no possibility at all. None is worthy of worship illallah, except for Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final messenger of God Almighty. We take Prophet Muhammad to be this unbroken link to all the prophets that came. Now some people might question that, if you believe in Jesus, if you believe in Moses, why don't you study the Old Testament, the New Testament? Again, for the Muslims it's very clear. Whenever prophethood is given to any messenger. The previous laws are abrogated, cancelled. If we were born in the time of Abraham, our salvation would depend in believing that which was revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If we were born in the time of Moses alayhi salatu wasalam, our salvation would depend in following the teachings of the Torah revealed to Musa alayhi salam, for he was the Nabi of Allah. If we were born in the time of Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, our salvation would depend in following Jesus. Why? He is the messenger of Allah. Now, chronologically speaking, we are closer to the era of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So we follow the teachings of Prophet Muhammad. The Quran given to him contains the Torah, the Injil, and all the message that was revealed to all the prophets that came before him. So as Muslims, we have this clear understanding of what is meant by none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad is the final messenger of God Almighty. This subject of divinity is a heated subject. Your religious identity, who do you worship? What's your religion? Describe your God, who do you worship? Heated subject. And this has been going on from the very beginning. From the time of Noah, alayhi salatu wasalam. To understand God Almighty, in Islam we have this very unique system. And this system is known as the system of Asma'ul Husna. Asma'ul Husna. Asma'ul Husna literally means beautiful names. Beautiful names. Asma'ul Husna, in the traditional count, these are attributes that describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in total they are 99, all of which are mentioned and recorded in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one must be very clear that when I say 99 names, let us not be deceived. They are not 99 gods that Muslims worship. These are just attributes given to one Allah. And the attributes given to Allah in the separate terms are to benefit humanity. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has mentioned that each name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so charismatic, and it will bond an individual closer to his creator if one reflects and ponders upon the name, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah himself has mentioned, وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And it is for Allah the beautiful name, so when you remember him, when you supplicate to him, when you lift up your names, remember him by the beautiful names. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. The Quran starts in the most beautiful way. Every chapter of the Quran starts with two very unique names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful One, the Mercy Giving. He is the Merciful One. And anyone that has the quality of mercy, that is also given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is the God of mercy. The Sharia rules and regulations given to Prophet Muhammad are also a form of mercy. He did not come to terrorize anyone. And nor are the followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, terrorists in any way. Yes, Muslims have been terrorized. But when we study the beautiful seerah, the sunnah, the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allahu Akbar. Never mind human beings. The greatest revolution, Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. He did not allow a single companion to take up arms in the city of Makkah, even when Muslims were strong and great in numbers. They came to him and said, we are strong, a lot in numbers now. We are 50-50 or even 60-40 in Makkah. Let us fight the pagans, the mushriks. They have taken everything away from us. And Prophet Muhammad said, no, be patient and persevere. For 13 years, when it became unbearable, he said to his companions, I still give you no permission to fight. For I have not come here that you spill the blood of a human being, go elsewhere out from Makkah and migrate, but not fighting. No fight for you. It became unbearable. Some went to Abyssinia and some went to the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. These are the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, going back to the subject of Asma'ul Husna, understanding the concept of divinity, that somebody is watching you at all times, not just the speed cameras and what we know as today, some form of Big Brother. Cameras everywhere. Allahu Akbar. And individuals stacked up in one room, male and female, the house of gossip. And we sit in front of the TV box to admire Shilpa Shetty and waste time for hours and hours and hours and hours. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Have we got enough time in this world to sit in front of the box and to view some individuals, which is again a money-making scheme in the millions? When Allah is watching you and everything that you do, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said to his companions, when I perform salam to my right hand side in my salah, I have no guarantee that will I have enough time to complete my salam on the left hand side. For death can come at any time. We have these beautiful names, Asma'ul Husna. Brother Luqman also read the same verse. I have also with me here some of the verses that have been read, the last three verses of Suratul Hashr. A cluster of beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will open up for not just the Muslims, but anyone who wishes to understand the God that we all need to worship. Suratul Hashr, the last three verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illallah. There is no God but one God, and that is Allah. عالم الغيب والشهادة. عالم الغيب والشهادة, the knower of the unseen and the knower of the seen. anything that is visible and anything that is invisible, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the full information. Nothing is invisible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that He is watching you at all times. All the prophets that came, they came with one mission, that you worship one God. This beautiful design in the world that we live. The world was not created haphazardly, just came into existence. As what Mr. Darwin had to say, that all of a sudden creatures came out from the sea and they became reptiles, and reptiles became birds, and some became mammals. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم عالم الغيب والشهادة. It is Allah who creates you. And the word Allah is in the Bible. Eli Eli lima sabachthani, when Jesus was put on the cross. And He said, Eli Eli lima sabachthani. What is Eli Eli? It is translated as, God, God, why have you forsaken me? So who is this Eli Eli that He is crying to? He is crying to the same God that the Muslims worship. Allah, Allah, lima sabachthani. Alleluia, Alleluia. We've heard this phrase, haven't we? How many of you have heard Alleluia? Have you? It's a good thing you didn't recite Alleluia here, this Luqman. Have you heard Alleluia? What is Alleluia? Alleluia are the angels singing in the Bible. Allahu, Ya Allahu. This is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu, Ya Allahu. Allahu, Ya Allahu. Allahu, Ya Allahu. This is the zikr of Allah. This is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can't deny that. It is a fact. Allahu, Ya. Ya Huwa. You get brothers who knock on the door and they say, we have come to invite you and that you worship Yahuwah. What is Yahuwah? Yahuwah is who Allah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahuwah is Allah. Yahuwah Allah. In the Quran, one wali of Allah, a pious man, was giving education to his son, Luqman alayhi salam. According to the majority of the Mufassireen, the commentators of the Quran, he was not a Nabi, not a prophet. He was making sure that his son is groomed in the right manner. And he said to his son, whatever you do, all your actions are visible to God Almighty. He is vigilant of you. يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُوا مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. O my son, if you commit yourself to any action, an action which is equivalent to the weight of a mustard seed, that you pick up something small and tiny and you want to hide it, and you want to hide it in the cave between two rocks, or as high up in the heavens, or deep down in the ground, in the earth somewhere. Whatever you do, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. Allah has the power. He will bring that in front of you. Nothing is hidden in front of God Almighty Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is that creator who has the full knowledge of anything that is small and big. Something that is microscopic or even smaller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full knowledge. So He is watching over you at all times. At all times, respected brothers. The other beautiful names of Allah, Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-Malik. God Almighty is the King. Al-Quddus, the most pure. As-Salam, the giver of peace. Al-Mu'min, the giver of security. Al-Muhaymin, the vigilant. Al-Aziz, the mighty one. Al-Jabbar, the overpowering one. Al-Mutakabbir, the glorious one. Subhanallah amma yushrikun. Huwallahu al-Khaliq. And in the very last verse of Surah Al-Hashr, Allah says, describes Himself to be Khaliq. What is Khaliq? Al-Khaliqul Bari'ul Musawwir. He is Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari, the maker. Al-Musawwir, the one who has given you this beautiful face. Al-Musawwir from Surah Taswir. Al-Musawwir. It is the profound wisdom of God Almighty that by the union of the male and female, that gametes in the womb of a woman, that is where the khalq takes place, the creation takes place in the womb. And after the reunion, when Allah wishes to create this beautiful child that will come out from the womb after 9 months, cells in their millions and billions and trillions are formed, and formed in such a way that it takes up the shape of the human body. The cells take up the shape. Your internal organs are packed in the most perfect way. Packed in the most perfect way. And that is what is meant by Al-Bari, the maker. Your central nervous system is well distinguished from the respiratory organs. Every organ in its right place. And what I have with me is an article which perhaps gives us a very modern understanding, or the modern tafsir, of what is meant when we Muslims recite the Quran. We say He is Khaliq, Bari and Musawwir. This beautiful body and the soul that is inside. The molecule called DNA, which is found in the nucleus of each of the 100 trillion cells in our body, contains the complete construction plan of the human body. All information from physical appearance to the structure of inner organs are recorded in DNA by means of special coding system. Allah speaks that He is Khaliq, the creator, and He is Bari, the maker. And how are the internal organs made up? DNA of a single cell also contains the design of 206 bones, 600 muscles, a network of 10,000 auditory muscles, a network of 2 million optic nerves, 2 million optic nerves, 100 billion nerve cells, 130 billion meter long veins, all packed and completed in 9 months. Think about it. 130 billion meter long veins, 100 trillion cells in the body. If we were to write down the information coded in DNA, we would need to compile a giant library consisting of 900 volumes of encyclopedias, and each one of them 500 pages. 2,000 types of proteins found in a single bacteria, 200,000 different types of proteins in a human cell, and there are also 200,000 genes in the human body. Subhanallah. If the proportion of oxygen to other gases were a little less, then breathing would be torture. Just plants produce 200 billion tons of oxygen a year by transforming the carbon dioxide in the air into oxygen. So Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Bari, And Allah is musawwir. Every fingerprint is different. Every face is different. Even when you are identical twins, the mother will identify each son from the other. She will know there is a difference. For he is al-musawwir. So nothing just happens haphazardly. This beautiful human being is being watched at all times. A Bedouin in the desert was questioned that you are all alone in the desert. How did you recognize one God Almighty? And he said, well, in the desert, when I look at the excreta of the camel, I picture the camel in front of me. I see something there, definitely a camel was here, was passing from this area. When I look at the footprints on the deserts, I picture human beings, travelers passing by. So when I sit alone here and look at the heavens and the beautiful stars and the mountains on this earth and the beautiful ocean with waves, I understand clearly that there is one creator. There is one creator. The great Muslim jurist, faqih, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, was questioned by an atheist that what proof have you got of God's existence, that there is one God. And he looked at that person and said, the leaf of a mulberry tree, one leaf of the mulberry tree, the color, the taste, the smell is the same. But if a caterpillar was to chew from that leaf, fine silk would be produced. If a bee was to feed on that leaf, clear honey is produced. If a gazelle is to chew the leaves, then it is congealed and it gives out the beautiful fragrance of mushk. And if goats and sheep chew that leaf, then only waste matter comes out from their stomach. So he said to that person who was an atheist, one leaf tastes, smells, the color, everything is the same. But once it enters the stomach, the results are different. That is a clear sign that there is one creator, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is watching over you at all times. Allah is the one who has created us. Aristotle, though during his time, the Greeks would worship many gods, but once he was sitting on a chair, and sitting on that chair reminded him of one God Almighty, that there is only one creator. And this system of cause or causality, what we know in the Arabic language as sababun or asbab. So he was sitting on a chair and he looked at the chair and he said that this chair is made out of wood. And the wood, this wood comes from a tree. The tree from the seeds. The seed from the planter. And this infinite times of reverse process, regression. He says that there is only one creator. Now, Wallahu A'lam. Did he follow the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Did he die upon Tawheed or whatever? Wallahu alam. But Aristotle came up with this idea that there is only one creator. You can't have more than one creator. One heart, and in that heart there is only space for one creator. Subhanallah al-Azim. When we look at the creation of Adam, the first man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us every stage of how Adam alayhi salam was created. Now one must remember, Adam did not go through this biological process that we went through. Embryo, fetus, infant, child, adult. He was born as an adult. Allah is the one who created him. The Quran explains to us. And it is the Quran that has the answers to all your questions. If there is deficiency, deficiency is from me. But the Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad have all your answers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from a handful of dust. And this mission of collecting dust particles, soil, from the different parts and corners of this earth, was given to the angel of death, Malakul Maut. And so very quickly he went round Leicester and other parts of India, Africa, Europe, America, very quickly collected all the dust particles, soil, dust, turab in the Arabic language, turab, and put it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some soil was very dark in color, some very light in color, some yellowish, some brownish, some very red. And this is where we as human beings get this variation in skin color. Skin color. Nothing else. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has clearly said, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum." Allah does not look at your skin color, that you are an African, that your skin is a bit dark, that you are an Asian, that you are a European, that you are fair in complexion. That has got nothing to do with God Almighty. Diversity is something that has been intended by God Almighty. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail. So that you can identify your roots. So when you look at me, straight away you'll have an idea that, right, this man's not Chinese. He's not Chinese. Just by looking at my features, not Chinese. He's an Asian. Maybe from India, Pakistan. So this is what Allah is saying, so that your roots can be identified and nothing else. And so you had soil put in front of God Almighty. And Allah says the first stage was the soil, min turab. And from that soil, with Allah's command, water was put in that soil. When you mix water to soil, it becomes like clay. And the second stage in the creation of Adam, Allah has mentioned that it is tween, min tweenin, and tween is translated as clay. And because of water in that clay, it became a bit sticky. And so Allah has mentioned that the third stage, min tweenil lazib, that it was sticky clay. And Allah left that mold to get dry. Until it became very dry, the Quran describes the fourth stage as hama'im masnoon. Hama'im masnoon means dark, smooth clay. And it is from hama'im masnoon, dark, smooth clay, that Adam was shaped and molded and given a feature and given a body. Once Adam was completed, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah describes the last phase that the skin was like salsalin kal fakhar. Salsal is like pottery. When you knock on something that's pottery, it gives you this echoing sound. So this is how Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was, without the ruh being entered into the body. See the evolution theory, that this world came into existence with this chemical reaction, then from a single cell, thousands of cells, and all of a sudden, perfect human beings. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is not the case. Everything has been designed by a designer. You have this beautiful car in front of you that costs 100,000 pounds. Can anyone say to me, right, it's just a reaction, haphazardly we have this beautiful car. This beautiful car, the engine, the interior, the beautiful seats, all the mechanics of the car, all haphazardly just came along. SubhanAllah. And this is what Allah is saying. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The night and the day that comes, you need to meditate and ponder. Otherwise, thousands before you have died are now in the graves. Are now in the graves. Who have wasted their time. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created in that manner, explained in the Quran. You had the Russian scientists who wanted to somehow create something that looks like a human being. So they studied, they did the research. Now they don't believe in anything that is metaphysical. Only something that is tangible, something that is physical. They studied the composition of the human body, that insan is made up from hydrogen, oxygen, sulfur, iron, copper, all the things. And so they came up with the right ingredient somehow, and there was this dummy in front of them. Now you have a dummy, but how do you install ruh inside that? You have dolls, you have a lot of toys, but it hasn't got ruh, it hasn't got the soul that we as human beings are gifted with. So what is this secret formula, soul? Allah has mentioned, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This is a secret formula. It is given to none. It is with Allah only. And it is only Allah that allows the soul to enter the human body. As males sitting here, we won't understand that. How many of you are married? Can you lift up your hands? Brother, lift up your hands. Jazakallah. One, two. Okay. How many of you got girlfriends? None of you, you see. All very pious students. That's what I like. None of you have girlfriends. Good. Alhamdulillah. Shouldn't have girlfriends. Once you take responsibility and marry the woman that you like. That is a different topic and a different subject. But a woman will sense straight away and she will say that now my baby is kicking me. Now my baby is moving in the stomach. And at times she can even feel it. SubhanAllah. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ruh in the child. In one body you have two souls. SubhanAllah. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now they had this dummy in front, and what they did is they tried to give it some electrical shock, hoping that maybe somehow magically ruh will enter that dummy. But it was never to work. SubhanAllah. This is only in the hands of God Almighty. When Moses was challenged by the magicians, they came with their magic, their strings and their sticks, and threw it in front of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, and it became a snake. And this was magic, optical illusion, to deceive people. And when Allah said to Moses, Moses, put down your staff, your stick, that was an optical illusion. That was in the true sense that Allah changed the staff, the stick of Musa alayhi salam into a serpent, a snake, with a ruh inside, with the soul inside. And that is why straight away the magicians understood, and they prostrated and they said, Rabbi Musa wa Harun, Rabbi Musa wa Harun. That he is not a magician. He is the messenger of God Almighty. He is true. The message that he comes with, he is true. And we believe in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq, your creator. And he is your creator. He is watchful over you, whatever you do. Whatever you do. And that is why, in one verse of the Quran, the 28th para, Al-Mujahadala, Allah says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. If you are three, then the fourth is Allah. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. And if you are five, the sixth is Allah. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. If you are few in numbers or many in numbers, there is no difference to God Almighty. Allah is with you. Allah knows what you whisper. Allah knows what you speak. If 6 billion, the population of this world, whatever it is, simultaneously were to do something or to hide something, it would not be difficult for God Almighty. For God Almighty, everything is exposed. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He is Khaliq, He is the Creator. On the subject that somebody is watching us, for the Muslims, we believe that there are four cameras, four different types of cameras, surveillance cameras, watching us at all times. One is Allah, who is watching you at all times. On the day of Qiyamah, witnesses will be against you or for you in four different ways. The first witness is the system of Qiram and Katibin. Allah speaks of that. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ Qiram and Katibin يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. That you have the two angels who are the scribes. Allah says, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever you speak, it is written. What is so difficult for God Almighty? The technology that is here. Everything what I say, it's all wired and everything in front of you. Mobile phone, you can save a message, text message, record something, do whatever you want. What is difficult for God Almighty? Two scribes, whatever you speak is recorded. One on the right side, one on the left side. I won't say one on the right shoulder and the other on the left shoulder. It's not on the shoulder. It's on the right side and the left side. And they are with you. Whatever you do, whatever you say is recorded. So on the day of Qiyamah, you will have witnesses for you or against you. And the second witness will be your book of deeds. Allahu Akbar. Whatever you do will be recorded in a book form. And Allah speaks of that. If you have lived a life of piety, Allah will give you the book of deeds on your right hand. And your accounting will be easy. If it is in the left hand, may Allah save us, it will be extremely difficult. And the book will be opened up in front of him. Allah says, Iqra bi kitabak, Iqra bi nafsik. Read by yourself. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Today, you can judge your own self. You be the judge of yourself. All the prophets that came to you, all the teachings, worship one God, the Creator, you didn't. كَفَابِ نَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Read it for yourself. And he will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا, oh, woe unto me, what has happened to this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْسَاهَا. It has recorded everything. Everything, even my intentions are written there. This is the second category. Your third witness is mentioned in Surah Yasin. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Allah will seal your tongue. You see, is this tongue, this soft flesh packed in the mouth, that can take you to paradise and that can take you to hell. Everything is by this tongue. If you can control your tongue, that man is indeed a man of high repute. Our youth today, unfortunately, what can I say, is it that age? Are they very young? Even Muslims in the madrasa, they want to swear. حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And swearing becomes their food. Swearing becomes their food. Not realizing that when anything filthy comes out from your mouth, the angels move away. So you are not protected. Because you have hafaza, the angels will protect you. That is why if your mouth smells, the angels turn away from you. If you smoke, your mouth smells. If you swear, your mouth smells. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We shouldn't swear. We are the ambassadors of God Almighty. We should be disciplined. We are the people who follow Prophet Muhammad. We are the people who follow Prophet Jesus. We are the people who follow Prophet Moses. We are the people who follow all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. We are the ambassadors. We are the Khalifa. We have a double responsibility, a double shift in this world. Not a single shift. We come with a double shift. We have to make ends meet in this world to survive. And we also have to invest in the hereafter. Time is priceless. We can't waste time. And what does Allah speak of this great Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Rasulullah says, فُتِحَ الْمَدِينَةُ بِالْأَخْلَاقِ. I conquered the city of Medina, not by a sword, but by my good conduct, by my character. They came and they flocked towards Prophet Muhammad. The most learned Jewish rabbi, Abdullah bin Salam, when he saw the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, his heart melted. And he said to his auntie, Wallahi, wajhu Muhammad laysa bi wajhin kadhab. The face of Muhammad is not the face of an imposter. He is the brother of Moses and I see it. He is the Nabi of Allah. So we have this immense responsibility. So on the day of Qiyamah, the tongue will be sealed. Allah says, وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And your legs and your hands, the feet, everything will speak out. Nothing difficult for Allah. Today we have a voice that comes out from toys and cars and too close, watch it. Mobile phones and everything that is recorded without a tongue. We have this ability that human beings have produced some form of voice that has been recorded. So it is nothing difficult for Allah that the hands will speak. These are three things that will testify for or against you. And finally, the fourth one will be that location of earth, that portion of earth. When you have committed a sin, it is recorded. That portion of the earth will testify against you that, Ya Allah, that person so and so did zina, fornication in this area. So and so person took drugs in this location. Oh Allah, so and so person woke up for his fajr and he remembered you in the town center. He prayed his zohar at the airport. He remembered you wherever he went. All those locations will testify for you. So remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you all the times. Never mind the rest of the cameras, the material cameras. Remember, the camera of God Almighty is watching you. And we haven't got time to waste. With these few words I end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on what has been said. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير.